The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on WCHL.
Tommy Ashley and Don Callahan, Inside Carolina football recruiting expert. Don, in the middle of March Madness and Carolina's run to the Final Four, the Heels picked up a significant grad transfer in Brandon Harris, the quarterback out of LSU. Tell us the importance of that get for Larry Fedora and his staff.
Well, obviously North Carolina didn't have an incumbent quarterback for this coming season with Mitch Trubisky leaving early. So to bring in a guy like Brandon Harris, who has started 15 games in the SEC, is obviously huge for this offense.
So Don, Harris at LSU was considered a dual threat quarterback, but given LSU's style of offense, didn't really get a chance to show those skills too much. What will he add in those terms to Carolina?
Brandon Harris will continue North Carolina's tradition of having dual threat quarterbacks who will not only kill defenses with his arm, but also with his legs.
When I look at his numbers at LSU, 54% passing, tell me why those numbers shouldn't affect what North Carolina fans should expect.
Well, those numbers were put up in an offense that was a pro-style offense that was based around a very talented running back. And he's going to step into, obviously, a spread offense that's going to be geared around the quarterback, which is exactly what his tool set dictates.
So with the addition of Harris, Cameron Dillard, offensive lineman from Florida, Khalil Rogers, offensive lineman from Southern Cal, and Stanton Truitt, a running back from Auburn, Carolina has four brand new pieces to the offense. Why should North Carolina fans be excited?
Because they filled some very important holes with talented and experienced players. These are guys who have started at Power 5 schools and at positions that North Carolina really needed to add some quality, experience, and depth for the 2017 season.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on WCHL. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.